A Hard Line from Germany.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. It's going to be another long weekend in Cyprus. The country's leaders are putting the finishing touches on a new bailout plan today. Cyprus has until Monday to convince international lenders to keep pumping money into its ailing banking sector. Otherwise, the country's economy could collapse, which could force an exit from the euro. One of the key players in all this is Germany, and we're joined now from Berlin by the BBC's Steve Evans. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, so it seems like in the last line of almost every story we've had on the air about Cyprus this week is something like, and it all boils down to German politics. So explain that.
It's election year here, and you will know very well indeed that in election year, politicians, governments don't like to be over generous with their own taxpayers' money, their own voters' money.
Yeah.
German politicians, particularly Angela Merkel, obviously, but also Wolfgang Schäuble, the finance minister, are very, very adamant that there will be very tight restrictions on any money going to bail out Cyprus's two biggest banks.
But don't the German people also feel that they could be hurt significantly if Cyprus were to, for example, leave the euro?
They certainly don't want the euro to collapse. All the publicity on this thing and the lead up to it has been about how Cyprus has a good chunk of Russian money and that a good chunk of that money is of dubious origin. The difficulty with all of that is that there's no doubt there is money there from Russia, money there fleeing higher tax rates elsewhere. But there is also, of course, the money in those banks paid by ordinary carpenters, ordinary taxi drivers, ordinary Cypriots who simply thought, where do we put our money to keep it safe? We stick it in the bank, don't we? And what's now happening is the European Central Bank, which is based in Frankfurt in Germany, saying we'll stop the emergency funding on Monday and that will mean bankruptcy, that will mean collapse. So it's a pretty heavy message coming from Germany at the moment.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Well, here in this country, we'll get quarterly earnings this morning from one of the biggest names in the casual dining sector, Darden Restaurants. The company owns Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and Longhorn Steakhouses, and it's seen as a good economic indicator for the middle class, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
They're laughing it up at Olive Garden and living it up with fettuccine alfredo and chicken parmesan in the ad anyway.
Olive Garden, when you're here, you're family.
Problem is, they're not there, the customers, or not enough of them anyway. Darden and also some of its competitors like Chili's are struggling right now. S&P equity analyst Jim Yin says people don't have as much money to spend.
Even though the economy is growing, still people feel very nervous and you have higher payroll taxes. So some people simply have just decided to eat in, or actually they might want to trade down to a more informal setting.
More informal, a place where you wait in line to order, scoop salsa, and pour drinks on your own. A place like
Chipotle. It'll change your life.
Chipotle, the made-to-order burrito chain, or Panera Bread. These places are doing way better in this economy, says Ron Ruggles at Nation's Restaurant News.
People like the flexibility of so-called fast casual because they get about the same quality of food, but they don't have to pay any tipping, and they get it faster.
And even though it's cheaper than Red Lobster's shrimp scampi, the food appeals to a more affluent consumer who isn't feeling the payroll pinch as much right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down 0.5% in Hong Kong, 0.2% right now in Frankfurt, 0.3% lower in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 90 points to close at 14,421.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
11 mayors who represent cities along the Mississippi River launched a lobbying effort this week to get Washington to focus on a system-wide plan to protect commerce and manage natural disasters along the river. Over the past couple of years, the Mississippi has been hit with floods and droughts, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. Adam Allington of St. Louis Public Radio has more.
Atop the group's list of concerns is more funding for infrastructure like locks and dams to maintain navigation on the Mississippi. A multi-billion dollar water bill advancing through Congress makes no mention of the river. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says that's crazy.
This is about one of our biggest and most important economic assets in the entire nation. We have over 100 million tons of cargo past the arch every year.
Slay says many of the locks and dams on the river are upwards of 100 years old, needing as much as $60 billion in deferred maintenance. But not everyone is convinced action is needed. Transportation economist Don Sweeney says the locks and dams are working just fine and are actually seeing fewer barges.
From its peak heydays in the 1990s, traffic is down some 30 to 40%. Rail has become much more competitive.
The mayors plan to work closely with a newly formed Mississippi River Caucus in Congress to advance their goals. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And finally, to Agnes Scott College in Georgia, which has come up with an interesting way of attracting students. The school is sending out booklets to its accepted applicants that smell like pine trees and freshly mowed grass to convey the experience of strolling through the campus. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, they considered using the scent of magnolia trees, but, quote, someone said it smelled like their great aunt. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.